Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Nina Beth Carden, who's a winner of the Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award and the founder and executive director of the Baltimore Orchard Project. She's also a rabbi and an author and an environmental activist, and she's going to tell us all about that. But why don't you start by talking about the Baltimore Orchard Project?
We work with partners out in the community to plant, grow, glean, and give away local healthy fruits and nuts to those in need.
How did you get turned on to the idea?
I wish I knew. In some sense, I think it is part of my background. To have a piece of Eden in every neighborhood is sort of how I see this. Everybody should have easy, affordable, potentially free access to food. Easy access to food degrades people and it puts them in desperate situations. It plays on the spirit as well as the body. So to be able to have pieces of land in your neighborhood where you can actually go and grow and get food is liberating spiritually and physically, and it nourishes the body and soul. So trying to figure out how do you get pieces of Eden in local neighborhoods, plus Baltimore City, as you know, has lots of vacant lands that we need to repopulate. We have stormwater management issues. We have local urban environmental health issues. And all of these issues seem to come together in the response of local fruit trees.
Talk a little bit about some of the projects that you've initiated and what have been the challenges and what's been the response from the neighborhoods.
The neighborhoods love it. We plant with partners. We don't own the land and we don't own the trees and we don't manage the trees. We help our planting partners own and manage those trees. And we plant with partners that have what we call the three P's: property, people, and passion. So one, you need land that's secure. Fruit trees and nut trees take a long time to establish themselves. So we have to give them 3 to 10 years, hopefully 20, 40, 80 years to really come to their full fruition in the harvest that they can give you. We plant with places that have people who from generation to generation, year after year, will be there to take care of those trees and manage those trees and harvest those trees and give away the fruit. And we also plant with those organizations that have the passion or the mission to do this. This is not fly by night. It's not sort of the flavor of the month. You got to be there for the long haul.
So talk about some of the neighborhoods that you're in Baltimore already.
We plant primarily with schools and with congregations and neighborhood associations. I would say one of the most exciting neighborhood associations that we're working with now is in the Garrison, Callaway, Ashburton area. They have historic legacy apple trees in a boulevard there that were neglected for many, many years. So I should add, in addition to the planting and the growing and the gleaning, we also help established trees and organizations with established trees steward and take care of their trees. So they are reinvigorating their community and their sense of neighborhood and their relationship with each other by having days where we come out, we help them prune their trees and mulch their trees and take care of their trees so that we can bring them back to fruition and give them better harvest than they've had. And the community loved doing this. It's very visible. They're out in the middle of the street. Neighbors are coming who never met each other before saying, "Hi, what are you doing? Can I help?" So we're both creating a robust orchard, but even more, we're creating robust social cohesion and neighbors, and that's what we love to do.
Nina, you're doing beautiful work for our city, and I really appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.